I don't feel like I'm a human anymore, almost as if they turned me into a robot. I don't have feelings. I don't have family. Everything I do now is for Hyundai first.
They treated you like a piece of meat. All they wanted, when the new parts come in, get them on the lines, get them put together, and get them out on that truck. They don't care if you were sick, dying. It didn't matter.
I got hit in the face, and then about 2 weeks after I started, the forklift had raised an uneven load and just came crashing down.
We are learning more about that deadly accident.
Bryan County Sheriff's Office identified the man they say died at the Hyundai mega site yesterday.
We found out from Instagram that a worker had died. Pretty visceral photos of someone without a head just laying there in their vest.
Hyundai is the third largest automaker in the world with a valuation of $23 billion. While it manufactures some of the most popular electric cars and SUVs on the road today, the South Korean automaker has a dark side.
You've gotten injured. Do you know other workers who've gotten injured since you started?
Yeah. All the time. From stuff like the carpal tunnel to spraying, people getting their leg caught on something.
John spoke to us anonymously for fear of retaliation from Hyundai.
The systems in place just aren't really well suited to safety.
But these aren't the issues that made national news. It was this.
Major immigration crackdown. Hundreds of workers detained at a massive auto plant in Georgia.
Officials say roughly 450 undocumented migrants were apprehended.
Individuals from Guatemala, Colombia, Chile, Mexico, Ecuador, and Venezuela also were detained.
It happened from early in the morning, like right after shift started. That's when the Instagram reel started to pop up.
All yours. We're Homeland Security. We have a search warrant for the whole site. We need all work to end on the site right now.
People fleeing, trying to get away, and getting captured and kidnapped.
Many of those individuals that were detained through that operation in Georgia, they will face the consequences for that.
They were illegal aliens, and ICE was just doing its job.
ICE agents raided the 3,000-acre Hyundai campus, detaining some 475 workers, the largest immigration raid in U.S. history.
A lot of them had trust in the documents that they had, and unfortunately, that wasn't the case. Everybody was taken, regardless of their status.
But that story is just the tip of the iceberg. For years, Hyundai has been relying on a supply chain here in the South, made up of over 100 separate companies, spanning from Georgia to Alabama, with a dangerous track record of worker exploitation, including wage theft, child labor, and more, including the use of prisoners and immigrants to compete for low-wage jobs.
Looking at this list of suppliers, it just shows how complex and, frankly, convoluted the relationships are. How are we making sure, and how's Hyundai making sure, that all of those companies are following the law? At the end of the day, Hyundai isn't taking responsibility for who works in their factories.
I traveled across Georgia and Alabama. I met with workers, their families, and advocates, former federal investigators, to get a close-up look at Hyundai's supply chain.
We build the Santa Fe, the Tucson, the Genesis. We build them, but we can't afford to buy them. The injuries that come behind building these cars, the disrespect.
I met Kissy Cox, who has worked on Hyundai's assembly line in Montgomery, Alabama, for the last 3 years.
In those 3 years, I've had carpal tunnel surgery. I'm also having to have shoulder surgery on both of my shoulders. I had to get an MRI done where I found out that I had torn ligaments in my rotator cuffs on my right and left shoulder.
When you met with the doctor, what did he say to you?
I told him that I would be driving cars off like a speed bump track, and that since I was going to have surgery, could he make that one of my modifications? He said that he's not sure that Hyundai would like that.
Cox says under Hyundai's policy, injured workers can only see Hyundai's approved doctors.
And Hyundai's doctor wouldn't approve you for a medical exemption.
Yes, sir.
Because he said the company wouldn't like that.
Yeah, Hyundai would not like that.
What you're describing is incredibly disturbing. You're looking at potentially criminal activity. Could be medical mismanagement, which is a violation of OSHA.
We brought Kissy's case to Doug Parker, who served as Assistant Secretary of Labor for OSHA during the Biden administration.
I am extremely alarmed by the idea that a doctor who has a responsibility to care for a patient, that tells me that this is a captive system that isn't driven by medical need of workers, but driven by financial considerations of the company.
But Hyundai knows workers are afraid to speak out.
A lot of people need their job to continue living, but I feel like I need to be able to stand up and say what I got to say and not be afraid. At the end of the day, I really feel that God has me and I have a real purpose to not let what happens to me happen to any other team members. I've seen many injuries. I've come across people that are back at work. I see their arms swelled. I see their hands swelled. I see them, you know, like on modified duty, but it doesn't matter when you're needed on the line.
What does it say to you about a company that treats workers like this?
Hyundai brags that they're a safe place to work, but they're definitely not.
But let's back up for a second. How did Hyundai Motor Group, the South Korean company that also makes Kia and Genesis cars, end up in Alabama and Georgia anyways? The auto industry was once concentrated in Michigan and Ohio.
Intricate electrical nerve centers, massive machines controlled by the push of a button that feed hungry machines on a split-second schedule.
But since the mid-1990s, it moved south, attracting companies like Hyundai with low wages, lack of regulation, state right-to-work laws, and a historical absence of labor activism, where unions don't pose as much of a threat. Plus, southern states offered huge tax incentives to attract Hyundai. The state of Georgia and local governments gave at least $2.1 billion in tax breaks and other incentives after the South Korean automaker and LG invested billions to build an electric car plant near Savannah, the same complex where John works, where three deaths have been reported. As they began construction, Hyundai brought in Korean nationals as technicians who could install equipment and train American workers.
And when you heard about the ICE raid in Savannah, Georgia, what went through your mind that that's the federal agency that's showing up?
I was really amazed that it was the Koreans that were actually being detained and how mad the Korean government was about that. But I was wondering, did they actually know the workers at Hyundai were being treated just the same as those people that were being handcuffed that day?
The 1990 Hyundai Sonata. We're making more sense than ever.
Since 1993, Alabama has also provided huge incentives to automakers like Hyundai, offering some $300,000 in tax breaks for every job created. In South Korea, Hyundai has to deal with a strong, active labor union. But in the American South, accountability for their actions is much more limited.
We created a pro-business environment. We got everything you need, but mostly we've got a great workforce.
Making it the perfect place to expand their operations.
We never wavered. The results of that unshakable commitment speak for themselves.
Hyundai is a glaring example of actually what's happening in a lot of companies in our country right now. They are so far removed that they think when they have this arm's length, not us, we didn't do it, how could we possibly know sort of approach, that they are more protected as a company.
The company directly employs some 5,600 workers between Montgomery, Alabama, and their Meta plant near Savannah, Georgia. But nearly 8,000 more people work throughout Hyundai's supply chain in these regions. And that's where things start to get really shady.
Alabama's Hyundai plant is in hot water.
The U.S. Department of Labor is suing Hyundai.
Evidence suggests underage workers as young as 12 worked at the plant.
One of the children who was working at this plant went missing. They were able to find the child, find the person's parents, and then they were able to talk to other people in the plant who said that there are dozens of children working at this parts manufacturing plant.
What?
Jessica Luman served as the administrator of the wage and hour division at the U.S. Department of Labor during the Biden administration.
We found children as young as 13 who were working in part manufacturing companies. These children were making headlights, side mirrors, and they never should have been employed in those workplaces in the first place.
And kids aren't the only workers Hyundai exploits. They use prison labor, too.
I worked beside a 16-year-old, God, for a year. They transferred me over, had me running the console line. And I had a girl right next to me, one was 16 years old. 16 years old, working for Hyundai.
And what was it like working for Hyundai while you were in prison?
A disaster. One of the worst experiences I've ever had in my life.
Mark Miller was one of at least a dozen Alabama State of Corrections inmates who worked at Ju Young, a Hyundai supplier in Montgomery, up until last year. When he started out, he was making $10 an hour.
This is my check stub from Ju Young, where I made parts for Hyundai and Kia.
Miller says he got injured on the job on more than one occasion.
But there was a steel rack that held parts. When I threw the box, I fell into that steel rail, tripping over them parts in the floor. When I did, it broke four of my ribs. Instead of taking me to the hospital, they sent me back to the prison with no medical.
This is where Mark Miller worked for 2 years while he was in prison here in Alabama. And while he knew he was working on Hyundai cars, the name on the door says Ju Young.
Safety is a major issue. Workers like Mark report feeling overworked in the first place. We'll face situations where line speeds are incredibly fast. That's a dangerous condition.
Will Tucker is the Southern Program Director with the nonprofit advocacy organization Jobs to Move America. A new report out from Tucker's organization finds that Hyundai's use of incarcerated labor in the supply chain not only harms prisoners, but brings down wages and conditions for all workers, with a 10% increase in prison labor, resulting in a 10 to 14% decrease in wages for free world workers.
The takeaway from the report, these workers don't feel fully free. That's true of the workers who are incarcerated, who of course feel like if they speak up at work, they face really dire consequences, like going back into more dangerous situations in Alabama's prisons than even the work release facilities.
Jobs to Move America says Hyundai's suppliers are still using prison labor in their supply chain. But Jessica Luman says the Trump administration is trying to further weaken the rules that hold big corporations like Hyundai accountable for the actions of its suppliers.
Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, the idea is that more than one employer could be what's called a joint employer of the same worker doing the same type of work. It's been around for since the 1930s.
But the Trump administration is trying to change that with a new rule that would make it more difficult to hold corporations accountable for the conduct of their joint employers, like the companies that Hyundai relies on to make its cars.
I'm very concerned that a new regulation would, again, try to make it much more difficult to hold employers responsible.
The Trump administration has also already cut more than 300 OSHA employees.
OSHA is being stripped of its capacity to have any kind of robust response to this kind of activity. It's just heartbreaking to see, not only for the workers of this country, but for my former colleagues who are seeing the tools to protect them taken away from them. We have to be asking, at what cost are we doing these immigration raids?
President Trump is now apparently asking himself the same question as Hyundai weighs its options after ICE's immigration raid, potentially threatening to divest from some of its U.S. operations, which has Trump changing his tune.
In Georgia, they raided because they wanted illegal immigrants out. They had people from South Korea. Well, they wanted them to get out of the country. You're going to need that, Laura. I mean, I know you and I disagree on this. You can't just say country's coming in, going to invest $10 billion to build a plant and going to take people off an unemployment line who haven't worked in 5 years, and they're going to start making missiles. It doesn't work that way.
With billions of dollars on the line, it's clear that profits come before all else. And it fits in with Hyundai's core business model, which investigators like Jessica Luman say must be disrupted.
We will never have an economy that works for everyone if we are just blaming workers. Blaming workers never works. Blaming workers because they're trying to make a living for themselves and their families, or they're trying to have dignity and respect in the workplace, or they want to be safe and go home at the end of the day. That's what I think is really at the foundation and core of what's happening right here. We're not protecting workers, we're blaming them.
It's very much a protection of, like, capital interests, profits, corporations, CEOs, stocks. Like, they don't care about, you know, people that are actually living, working, and dying in these communities. They just don't give a shit.
What
makes you stay? What makes you want to stay working at Hyundai, given everything that you've seen, given the deaths, given your own injuries? What makes you stay in the job?
Because I believe it can change, fundamentally. I think it can change. I think it can become a safe and good job that I'm proud to be a part of. You know, not only am I proud of the work that I do, but like that I'm energetic to show up to work every day and not fear that one of my coworkers or a different, like a construction worker, might get murdered, killed on the job because they showed up to work, or myself. Like, I think it can be better. Also, the money.
We deserve a higher pay, a piece of the profit that we help create. We need fair working conditions. We need a safer line speed where we can stop some of the injuries. We also need to hold management accountable for the wrongdoing that they're doing to team members, not treating them fairly or being able to just fire them without cause.
Is there any place that the audience might want to look in terms of a model that is more promising?
I have seen some very interesting work by some unions in the South. I think that the UAW victory in Tennessee at the Volkswagen plant was a huge leap forward and an illustration of what can be done.
We stood together in solidarity and we stood up for justice. Yeah!
And I think that that kind of innovative leadership that the auto workers have shown is a real beacon.
After reporting on all of this, I wondered how an ICE raid is supposed to solve any of the issues we heard about.
Instead of sending like OSHA or the Department of Labor to look at these deaths, they send in ICE and Homeland Security to round up people, put them on a militarized bus, and ship them to a detention center.
What does that say? That despite the worker death, the injuries that you witness, that you experience, that it's ICE showing up and not OSHA?
They don't care about working people. They're trying to get their numbers up for a political game. They don't care about, you know, people that are actually living, working, and dying in these communities.
Before you go, please support our work by liking this video and subscribing to our channel. We're always looking to tell more stories like this one, unpacking economic systems that impact all of our daily lives.